USA Radio News.
Nearly 9,000 firefighters are continuing to battle wildfires in California on Tuesday. Search and rescue teams have been using cadaver dogs to try to locate victims of the campfire in Northern California. Jody Jones is the mayor of Paradise, California.
Right now, we need time and patience and perseverance. I've seen these things on TV before, and it'll be one neighborhood. But in our town, it's the whole town. It's 90% of the residences. It's just everywhere you look, there's nothing.
Late this afternoon, a judge ruled that Palm Beach County could continue counting votes for an extra 5 days. Those votes were supposed to be counted all by Thursday. The judge gave them until the 20th of November. Governor Scott's attorney, Jason Zimmerman, said this all comes down to a trust issue.
We have a trust issue in this process, and we need to do something now before it is too late.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is the DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest, you know, drug kingpin.
Petco says eating natural foods is not just for humans anymore. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The pet supply chain says it's phasing out treats and foods with artificial flavors, preservatives, and colors. It'll start doing so in January. Petco makes nearly $100 million from the sales of such products, but the company says it believes healthier options will help minimize their losses. The Petco CEO, Ron Coughlin, says it's more important for the stores to put pets' health first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
With Democrats taking control of the House, there's still a lot of debate who will be Speaker of the House. Now, Nancy Pelosi is arguing that it should be her and Congressman Steve Scalise. He's a Republican. He joined Fox News and said, Pelosi, she's earned it. She probably should be Speaker of the House.
Well, I think she will. I mean, if you look, she was their main fundraiser. She was the one out front the whole way through in this election cycle on the Democrat side. And I think she's going to be the leading candidate on the Democrat side to be Speaker. And so, you know, they've got an internal fight. Look, there were a number of Nancy Pelosi's Democrat candidates who ran saying they wouldn't vote for her as Speaker. So that's going to be an interesting test that a lot of people will be watching in January. Will their very first vote as a new member of Congress be to break the word they made to their constituents? That's going to be something they have to deal with.
And regarding new leadership, Congressman Scalise says,
you've been hearing a lot of clamoring for years that, you know, their party's leadership has been the same for a long time. But at the same time, you don't see an emergence of anybody that's got a coalescence of support to topple them. So I think in the end, Nancy Pelosi would be favored to stay on as Speaker. But, you know, I think if they move a very far left agenda in the House, you know, and they're already talking about just harassing the president, impeachment even, that's going to be, I think, a route that the public doesn't want them to go. But they're going to have to make that decision.
The congressman also has a new book out where he talks about what it's been like for him since he was shot in the summer of 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.